for many different reasons. And basically, you know, a tomato is going to produce a tomato no matter how you grow it. I mean, there's ways to get them bigger and better and all of that stuff, but sometimes just for us simple gardeners and those just starting out and learning how to do this, you know, just do the best you can. If you've got cages to put around them, it really helps to support them. If you're really into learning how to thin those out into long trellising vines, that works too. And the way my mother used to grow tomatoes, she just let them grow all over the ground as they went.
Uh-huh.
And we ate tomatoes, you know, as much as I could handle. But one of the things to remember here in the tomato harvest season is two things, really. As your tomatoes are on the vine and they begin to turn red and ripen, one of the easiest ways to spoil that is by overhead watering. When a ripening tomato on the vine, it is turning red, gets overhead watered, it tends to split as that skin becomes very thin and ready for seeding. So ground watering or drip irrigation or whatever you can do to keep that water off of those ripening tomatoes and on the ground on that root system area is going to really make your harvest much more delicious and arrive in the kitchen in a really good shape.
Okay.
So that's something to think about there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably going to not have as many red tomatoes as you.